is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's not being considered an assassination attempt, but an armed man was arrested over the weekend at a security checkpoint near former President Donald Trump's rally in Coachella, California. Here's CBS's Anna Schechter.
He was booked around 8 p.m. Saturday evening and was released on $5,000 bail. No federal charges have been filed. The local sheriff did say that he was cooperating with the Secret Service and the FBI.
Big promises over the weekend from the two major presidential candidates 3 weeks before Election Day. A recap from CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
Former President Donald Trump focused on a top campaign issue in key border state Arizona, immigration.
When I win on November 5th, the migrant invasion ends and the restoration of our country begins.
Vice President Kamala Harris stumped in North Carolina, laying out her plans for the economy and health care, including a pledge to expand Medicare to cover home health care for seniors.
We will lower costs, including on everything from health care to groceries.
President Biden spent Sunday morning in Florida surveying the widespread and heartbreaking damage from Hurricane Milton.
There's much more to do. We're going to do everything we can to get power back in your homes, not only helping you recover, to help you build back stronger.
Biden and Vice President Harris have condemned the spreaders of misinformation about the federal government's response to Hurricanes Helene and Milton. A shortage of intravenous fluid is requiring doctors to make do. Dr. Celine Gounder is a CBS News medical contributor and editor-at-large for public health for KFF Health News.
As a result, many hospitals are being forced to delay non-urgent surgeries and are substituting oral electrolyte solutions like Gatorade and Pedialyte.
The U.S. is sending a sophisticated ballistic missile defense system to Israel, along with about 100 American troops to help operate it. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says it's in anticipation of an Israeli retaliatory attack.
The Biden administration is trying to bolster Israel's air defense, as there's an expectation that the Israelis are going to strike Iran in response to the recent 1 October attack by the Iranians against Israel.
A candle that didn't look like what its designers intended has a big retailer red-faced. CBS's Matt Piper has that.
Bath & Body Works says the candle was of a snowflake, but shoppers said it looked like a Ku Klux Klan hood. The snowflake in the image on the candle featured two holes on either side of its spindles and was called Snowed In. It is no longer available for purchase from the chain, which said in part, "We apologize to anyone we've offended."
Dow futures down slightly. The market is open today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fund has been set up for the unborn child of a Racine firefighter that died last week. 31-year-old Maxwell Bayer was killed in a motorcycle crash near Alpine Valley Thursday. Bayer and his wife got married last year and were expecting their first child. The Charitable Foundation of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin is managing a fund to support the child's future education. A procession honoring Bayer was held over the weekend. The Racine City Council boycott appears to be over, with votes set for tomorrow night. Six alders held up city business in a dispute over setting the council's agenda. At a committee meeting last week, two of three proposals aimed at changes were passed. The proposals will get full council votes tomorrow night. If the council can get back on track, there's other stuff to vote on. The council's last meeting didn't happen due to the boycott. Tomorrow night's meeting agenda has several items, including votes related to the ongoing Bell City Square redevelopment project. Alders could also consider the annual effort to spur downtown holiday shopping with a waiver on parking fees. Kenosha County voters will have a chance to hear from those running to be the DA. The Kenosha County Bar Association has invited District Attorney candidates Carly McNeil and Xavier Solis to a public forum October 23rd. There's no word yet on if both candidates have agreed. And watch for waterspouts today. The National Weather Service says waterspouts are likely to form on Lake Michigan through tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
Line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and sound like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got beat pretty good by a good football team, but, you know, lost a takeaway battle, 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers, 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back, Tawie Walker, rushed for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really, really, really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work, and if we can continue this, it seems going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high near 55. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, dying down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch or more. Our low 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Thank you for coming to this show, by the way. I really do appreciate you coming to a thing because you didn't have to. And it's really easy not to go to things. It is so much easier not to do things than to do them that you would do anything is totally remarkable. Percentage-wise, it is 100% easier not to do things than to do them. And so much fun not to do them, especially when you were supposed to do them. In terms of, like, instant relief, canceling plans is like heroin. It is an amazing feeling. Such instant joy. Kids don't like that. Kids always want to do stuff. Kids get angry. They go, "Oh, we didn't do anything all day." If you ever ask an adult what they did over the weekend and they say they didn't do anything, their faces light up. You're like, "What'd you do this weekend?" I did nothing. I did nothing at all. Did we do anything? No, I didn't do anything.
Remember that from Yellow Submarine. I'm Don Rosen. It's 6:09 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And today is Columbus Day. That's right. Now, they say Columbus Day is a national holiday in the United States that commemorates the landing of Christopher Columbus in the Americas, October 12th, 1492. Now, when I was a kid, that's not what we learned. We learned Christopher Columbus discovered America in 1492. It's all rhyme, you know, 1492, Columbus sailed the blue. And you don't say that anymore because there were people here. The Native Americans were here. You can't discover something when someone's here already. So they changed it to, it commemorates the landing of Christopher Columbus instead of the discovering of America. Because that's the way I learned it in school, I guess. You know, things change. They corrected it. Hey, coming up, we're going to hear from Pete Schwabba in just a few moments here with our entertainment beat. Right now, we've got the Guess Who, These Eyes. Looking for showers today with a high near 56 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, partly sunny. Maybe some scattered showers again tomorrow. Right now, cloudy and 45 degrees in Radio Park.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. You know, last night was the big finale to Big Brother on CBS, the reality show Big Brother. My wife has been watching it for 26 years. I've been watching it for about 17 or 18 years. And last night was the big finale. It's hosted by Julie Chen. And it's late because it's 8 o'clock. And with the football game, ran a little later. And it runs till 10. Well, anybody who works... like gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning like I do, knows you can't stay up till 10 o'clock at night. But I did. I watched Big Brother. Then I couldn't fall asleep for the next 3 hours after that. And I was up to like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then finally got to bed and woke up at 4 o'clock. So if I'm a little crabby this morning, you'll understand why. I hope not, because at 8 o'clock this morning, Racine Mayor Corey Mason's going to be in studio with us. We're going to be talking about all the issues, including what looks like the end of that boycott, the impasse in the council. We'll talk to Corey Mason, our mayor, about that coming up. Got a whole bunch of other things going on this morning as well, so got to keep it here. But first, got moron news for you. We always have a nice, we never run out of moron news. Officer seized a bag full of drugs from a couple in Oregon. This happened on Tuesday last week. They were suspicious because the bag had the words, "Definitely not a bag full of drugs," printed on it. Nothing like advertising. It always works, doesn't it? People on radio will tell you that. Advertising always works. 6:15, Luke Christie, Lightning Strikes, WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop
as a lightning striking again.
Just taken over my high one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together, in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
news and timeless hits. Luke Christie, Lightning Strikes at WRJN. Thank you for joining us here. It's 6:18 on a Monday morning, Columbus Day. Showers today, highs near 56. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 42. Partly sunny tomorrow, but more scattered showers expected with a high near 51. Right now, cloudy, 45 degrees. It's cold out there at Radio Park. Odd but true. The YMCA initially threatened to sue the Village People over the song YMCA. They dropped a lawsuit. They found their membership went through the roof thanks to the song. Then they did In the Navy, and I think the same thing may have happened with that song as well.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you liked Young Sheldon, maybe you'll like this other Big Bang Theory spinoff. Variety reports the show, which has been in development at Max for the last year, just added cast members Brian Posehn, Lauren Lapkus, and Kevin Sussman. Story details for the series are being kept under wraps, but the three new cast members will reprise their roles from the original Big Bang Theory. If the show is ultimately greenlit, it will be the fourth in the Big Bang franchise. Lifestyle influencer, insider trader Martha Stewart is pulling no punches in a new documentary. The film, titled Martha, covers the billionaire's rise to fame, starting with her days as a teenage model, to her reality series, Snoop Dogg friendship, and her conviction for obstructing justice and lying to the government, for which she spent 5 months in prison. She has opinions on all of this. Martha will soon be available on Netflix October 30th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And that would be our sister station, WAUK AM 540. Listen tonight at 6.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman.
it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Elvis Presley, return to sender from the movie Girls, Girls, Girls. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Be happy you don't work in Switzerland. Hard times for people there. A court ruled they cannot hide out in the bathroom at work anymore. The Swiss luxury watch brand Singer recently changed this policy and told workers if they have to use the restroom, they got to clock out first and we get done doing what they're doing, then they clock back in again. We better hope that policy doesn't find its way to America, huh?
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Thank you.
definition of a one-hit wonder group. Strawberry Alarm Clock, Incense, and Peppermints. Good song, but their only hit. My brother played a rock and roll show with them. My brother's band was on the same bill as them. Once they played Incense and Peppermints, it really was like, okay, next. But good song, good group at the time, anyway. I don't know if society's going to buy these or not. But anyway, are you? Crocs for dogs. They're debuting later this month. They're like normal Crocs, but smaller. They come in sets of four. There's a strap around the ankle so they won't slip off. They claim fans have been asking for dog Crocs for years, so they finally caved in and went for it. But have the dogs been asking for it? And by the way, they cost $50. Oh, and one more thing. There's also a matching pair for humans so you can coordinate outfits with your dog. I can't imagine those being comfortable for dogs. Yeah. Dogs are probably saying, well, why don't you walk around in the winter without shoes on like we do? I think that's very comfortable. 6:30 on the nose at WRJN. Let's check news. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fund has been set up for the unborn child of a Racine firefighter that died last week. 31-year-old Maxwell Bayer was killed in a motorcycle crash near Alpine Valley Thursday. Bayer and his wife got married last year and were expecting their first child. The Charitable Foundation of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin is managing a fund to support the child's future education. A procession honoring Bayer was held over the weekend. The Racine City Council boycott appears to be over with votes set for tomorrow night. Six alders held up city business in a dispute over setting the council's agenda. At a committee meeting last week, two of three proposals aimed at changes were passed. The proposals will get full council votes tomorrow night. If the council can get back on track, there's other stuff to vote on. The council's last meeting didn't happen due to the boycott. Tomorrow night's meeting agenda has several items, including votes related to the ongoing Bell City Square redevelopment project. Alders could also consider the annual effort to spur downtown holiday shopping with a waiver on parking fees. Kenosha County voters will have a chance to hear from those running to be the DA. The Kenosha County Bar Association has invited District Attorney candidates Carly McNeil and Xavier Solis to a public forum October 23rd. There's no word yet on if both candidates have agreed. And watch for waterspouts today. The National Weather Service says waterspouts are likely to form on Lake Michigan through tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A poultry processor in Minnesota shutting down, and it's impacting some Wisconsin farmers. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. The latest update that we've got on the closure of Pure Prairie Poultry and its impact on Wisconsin farmers next.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
As many as 50 poultry producers that had been contracting with Pure Prairie Poultry out of Minnesota are now left with birds that they can't afford to feed some of those farms in western Wisconsin. Kelly Wilfert is an agriculture attorney with University Extension. She says this is just one of the topics that she'll be watching for upcoming seminars this winter.
I've been following the Clean Water Act lawsuit in northern Wisconsin that has the potential to impact our cranberry growers and, of course, more recently, the poultry processor bankruptcy and then dismissal of bankruptcy that's impacting our Wisconsin poultry growers. As these topics continue to develop, we want farmers to have a trusted resource that's able to tell them, you know, what is happening, an explanation of that legislative change, a little bit of practical guidance of what does it mean for Wisconsin farmers, and how should they maybe think about it as they move forward in their operation.
Kelly Wolfert, she's an agriculture attorney with the University of Wisconsin Extension System. Now, as far as the Pure Prairie poultry situation, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, along with Wisconsin and Iowa Departments of Agriculture, are in touch with producers that are still in possession of birds that the company can no longer pay for. That becomes an issue of animal welfare as much as it does financial restitution. As the story develops, we'll be posting information at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Again, as I said, we'll be posting more information as we receive it at MidwestFarmReport.com, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm PM Yonke.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high near 55. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, dying down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch or more. Our low 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
We are very different. We're very different because she grew up in like a family of hippies. You know, both her parents are total hippies. And I grew up in a normal family. So it's just very different. Like when I was single, I used to use Irish Spring because I liked it. Then I met my wife, Erin. We move in together. She sees my soap in the shower. She's like, oh, no. What is it? This is terrible. You cannot use this. That has aluminum in it. I didn't see any. She's like, no. You got to use this weird misshapen oatmeal rock I bought from a homeless person at the farmer's market. It's free range. So I'm using her soap. First of all, it hurts because there's like little pebbles in it or something. I don't know. One time I was using it, it cut me. I look at the soap, there's a stick in the soap. I never found a stick in my Irish Spring. That's a big selling point when I buy soap, no sticks.
Yeah.
go. Martha and the Vandellas. Martha Reeves dancing in the street. 6:39 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. If you're looking for an adult costume, I found the perfect costume. You ready for this? It's a DIY costume. Do it yourself. It's going viral online. It's the perfect solution if you're a parent and you want to go trick-or-treating with your kids and hand out candy at the same time. Basically, it turns into a mobile human candy bowl. Now, let me describe what it looks like as I saw it. You stand in this costume, and it's got, like, big suspenders going over your shoulders, and you're holding this giant bowl that surrounds you. I mean, it's big. And it's loaded with candy 360 degrees around you. And what you do is, when you walk, you can actually hand out the candy from your bowl that you're wearing. I got to tell you, it looks great, especially this woman that was wearing it. I mean, she had a big smile on her face. All her kids were with her, and she had this giant bowl with lots of candy in it she was handing out. I think it's genius. I love it. It wouldn't look good on me, but, you know, not many costumes do. It's 640 WRJN local news and timeless hits. Ah, here's Dusty Springfield.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Dust and Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Great catalog of tunes she's got. Dusty Springfield, son of a preacher man at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. And today, showers, maybe some thunderstorms too, with a high near 56. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 42. Partly sunny, but a chance of scattered showers again tomorrow with a high near 51. Right now, it's cloudy and 46 degrees here at Radio Park on this Columbus Day. It's a federal holiday. I guess that means, what, banks are closed, no mail today. We're shutting down the world. Columbus Day, yeah. All right, well, just be prepared for that. 6:43 right now.
make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Magic when two of the right people come together. Bobby Hatfield, Bill Medley, and the Righteous Brothers. That's what they are. You are my soul and inspiration. Local news, timeless hit to WRJN. It's 646. If you're a fan of horror movies, then you know about The Final Girl. See, I didn't know this. I never heard the phrase before. She's the woman who survives the killer at the end of the movie and usually kills him or her until the sequel comes along anyway. People over at Ranker.com voted for their favorite Final Girl. Here they are. Number one on the list, Laurie Strode from Halloween. That was played by Jamie Lee Curtis. Sydney Proskett from Scream. Nev Campbell played her. And number three, Ellen Ripley from Alien, played by Sigourney Weaver. Also on the list, Nancy Thompson from A Nightmare on Elm Street. She was played by Heather Langenkamp. Gail Weathers from the movie Scream, played by Courtney Cox. And Sally Hardesty from the original 1974 version of The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, played by Marilyn Burns. I was trying to think of more. Vera Miles from Psycho. Isn't she the one that did in Norman Bates at the end of the movie? Didn't she kind of figure that out? The Norman Bates was the Psycho in Psycho? I think so. Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think of some others in there, too. I'm sure there are. Yeah. Okay. Hey, it's 6:40. I don't know why I'm sitting here thinking of it while the microphone's on. 6:47 at WRJN. Showers today with a high near 56. Showers and thunder bumpers tonight. Lows 42. Partly sunny. Scattered showers tomorrow with a high near 51. Right now, cloudy and 46 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Game time! Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
They first hit with that, the Regents or the Beach Boys? I gotta look that up. I'm not sure if the Regents had the first one or not. Hey, at 6:52 with WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And don't forget, the November election is on everyone's minds. If you're looking for perspective on the races, our sister station, 540 WAUK, can help you out. Listen for real news and great conversation every day with Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Maggie Dawn, and Dom Salvia. Thoughtful and civil. 5:40 a.m. WAUK. Looking for showers today. Well, actually, I'm not looking for them. There's going to be showers today. Highs near 56. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 42. Cloudy at 46 degrees right now here at Radio Park.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's real warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay. Don't bite, they keep things loose, they keep things alive.
in space news, experts are now saying a massive space junk disaster is inevitable. If two satellites collide, it could set up a chain reaction and destroying all kinds of stuff. But the big rumor is a huge alien announcement could be imminent. We'll break it for you.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it, we're doing it in style, cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
Goes by Donovan. Sunshine, Superman, local news, timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Resinkin Ocean.
You know, some fictional couples on TV and in movies have chemistry that's so convincing. It's honestly surprising they never dated in real life. Reddit users put together a list of these couples. Here they are. And they were perfect couples on TV. John Krasinski and Jenna Fischer. That was Jim and Pam on The Office. Weren't they perfect for each other? Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, Jack and Ally, in A Star is Born, David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston, Ross and Rachel, in Friends, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey, Johnny and Baby, and Dirty Dancing. But my favorite TV couple, and no, it wasn't Barney Fife and Thelma Lou, or Helen Crump and Andy Griffith, it was Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore on The Dick Van Dyke Show, Rob and Laura Petrie. When I first saw them with their real husbands and wives, I was so disappointed, I couldn't believe it. I said, what? They were so ordinary looking. You know, Laura Petrie and Rob, they were just made for each other. And when you got to see who they're, yeah, I'm sure they were lovely people, their husbands and wives, you know. But still,